Morning, Erica. This is the Peter Eyre Down Under Show coming to you live from Australia as usual, 20:30 in the evening here. A cold day just for a change, but a very pleasant change. I made the mistake of going out in a t-shirt and shorts, and halfway down the road I couldn't turn back. I was already going to the shops. I realised that I made a mistake, so I came back shivering. I don't have a car, as you know, so I just use public transport and lots of walking, which is very healthy. Welcome to the show. The usual situation, no set agenda. I had some agenda lined up last night, but went completely off track. I get a buzz from this show, really, because I think it's better if you don't plan anything. Most people do plan out what their agenda is going to be, but I'd rather go with the drift. And so when people ring in, like last night, we went on a sort of an ethnic come religious theme. I'm not quite sure who was right and who was wrong, but it doesn't matter. It's freedom of speech. I guess we did dwell on it a little bit too long because, you know, variety is the spice of life. So you're welcome to phone in on 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. My webpage, www.air, which is spelled E-Y-R-E, airinternational.wordpress.com for your gold and silver bullion requirements and also that wonderful natural antibiotic, Allicin C. And I've had an inquiry on that, and also a special thanks to Christine up in the, I don't know whether it's the icy north, I guess it would be, up Alaska way. Thank you for your continued support, you know what I mean. And I believe that we might even be trying out some experiments with this lady I'm helping that's got MSA, or MS, I should say. Okay, back to the show. I may actually decide to pick up on where we left off last night, and didn't get too far on it, the fact that the Bush family, going right back to Prescott and all the rest of the croonies, are in actual fact German, all linked to the German Nazi Party and the SS. One of their family friends, of course, was one of the key heads of the SS at the time, and Joseph Mengele. Everybody knows that name. I don't need to say any more, really, because, you know, he was a key player and a war criminal, obviously. And there was many other people associated in this family circle of what used to be the Bushes. Well, sorry, not the Bushes. Scherf is the family name of the Bushes. Scherf, spelled S-C-H-E-R-F-F. There are a few Scherfs around America. This is not headed personally towards you, but more personally towards the Bush family, who are the whole foundation of that family is on evil and greed. And the damage that those two presidents have done to your country is unbelievable. So we can continue on with that. I'd also like to touch base with the Rothschilds and their piggy bank, as they call it, and just read some articles relating to their massive empire and what they're doing to us all, when you consider that they've got a piggy bank that contains probably quadrillions, would be the minimum to say the least, extremely wealthy beyond belief. And of course, like all people with money and greed, they just want more. They never stop from earning the dollar. So we've got the Bush story, Rothschilds, and we've got a break coming up, so we'll go straight to that.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, Vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time, I've done my sentence.
Good morning, America, and welcome to the Peter A. Diamond the Show, coming to you live from Australia. The time, as usual, coming up to 2040. Very cold day here, but a pleasant change after sitting on 37, 38 previously, which you know. I may even throw the lines out tonight also on black operations, which has been very close to my past, not for me personally, but having worked in connection with Intel in NATO headquarters and having been fed numerous coded messages from the likes of you, real James Bonds of the world, and black operations as they call it, and then having to decipher those and put them into plain text and then see how that grows on the movements board. Imagine a very large room, an operations room with a map of the whole of Europe, especially Eastern Europe, and then plotting out the movement of missiles and armament, etc., and the location of their equivalent to CIA and what have you, KGB. And all that is so fascinating to see. It's like a big game of chess, you know. They have what we call a cherry picker, which is like a platform that raises up and down, and an operator's on there with a stick, just like they used to do in World War II, moving the little model aeroplanes around when the Germans were bombing England and what have you. And so when you decode a message and it goes to the commander of the day, you then see that coded message become a symbol, whether it be a missile site or whatever, or tank movement, and that is plotted out on the board. And then all they do is they just reciprocate by moving their weapons or their missiles adjacent to the Russian ones, etc. So it's a real game of chess, and as I said, it was a real eye-opener, because although it's an education to a certain degree, it's certainly not what I was looking for in the military, because it was literally a game of hide-and-seek and cat and mouse. And then having gone out to the Middle East and to the troubled areas, I've been to many areas of conflict in the Middle East and served there the same as many others, not on the same magnitude of as Iraq and Afghanistan, which we know was a false flag war anyway and still is. I also ended up in the hot climes of the Malaysian Peninsula, down into Borneo, doing jungle patrols, etc. So a real mixed bag of different types of patrols. Very fascinating, but again, totally disillusioned, because what I thought I was doing was protecting my country, becoming a true patriot, and then finding out that this was all about the dollar and the pound and gold, silver, oil and gas, etc. It's gone on for years. So just before I go into these various topics, and I'm sure the theme of the evening is going to change again by the first caller, if there is going to be one, I just was somewhat alarmed at Obama's and that old mayor Hillary Clinton, the comments made in the last 24 hours in relation to Syria. A very strong warning from Clinton, the old mayor, who, as I've told you, should be out in the field going to grass now. You know, she's past her use-by date. She's part of the Jurassic Park Brigade. She should no longer be in politics. She's a danger to your country and always has been. So put her out in the field and let her go to grass naturally and finish her life, because she doesn't deserve any accreditation at all for the American people. And, of course, Obama's just a puppet. He does what he's told to do by the Zionist control. Someone actually mentioned in an email to me about not to put such an emphasis on Germany. Well, I haven't really put an emphasis on Germany. I'm just giving reference to the amount of people that infiltrated illegally into America after World War II that were wanted by the International Court of Justice or the Nuremberg trials, whatever, and they were given an open checkbook to go into America. And, of course, they basically re-equipped the CIA with anything from mind control to torture to waterboarding, whatever. All that came from the Germans. And, of course, you had two presidents from that that group as well, being the Scherfs, which is the true name of the Bush family that came over from Germany. And, of course, many of them went to Latin America as well, which I've spent some time in. And what amazes me is that the people that track these so-called war criminals down, the Jewish community, which rightfully so are entitled to, they seem to turn a blind eye to people that were instrumental in the extermination of their own people. And Prescott Bush, and after him, of course, is a direct link to the funding of the gas that was used, etc., etc. So you can see a tie in there. But let's come back to what I'm saying here, is that Clinton and Obama in the last 24 hours have been putting this very strong message across, warning Assad in Syria that should he use weapons of mass destruction, i.e. chemical biological warfare, then America will take part in some sort of military action against them. Remember, again, this is these are words outside of the United Nations, for what it's worth. The United Nations is not worth the paper it's written on anyway, but that doesn't alter the fact there is a UN protocol, and as we went to war with Iraq last time, as you know, that was in breach of the United Nations. And so we've got this hostile iron fist talk going around at the moment, cautioning Assad and the people of Syria, or the military of Syria, if you go down the WMD or chemical biological warfare road, then we're going to take part in some action against you. What I find ironic here is the emphasis on if you use WMDs, and yet your country, my country, NATO, are using WMDs each and every day. the IDF, the Israeli government, is using WMDs each and every day on the Palestinians. And we heard from Marilyn last night, and she's probably listening tonight, giving her thoughts about the cruelty and the damage done to the people of Palestine. And as I pointed out to her last night, I don't know whether the penny dropped, but I'm sorry to have to say that the Palestinian people as such are literally a dying race, because they've been nuked with, quote, WMDs, and those WMDs, most of them came from America, compliments of Obama, and before him, the Bush, and they were shipped to Israel. Now they're being shipped as an internal transfer from the military in the U.S. to a detachment that's also in Israel, so therefore it no longer has to go through Congress. So you can see how this is all being done under the radar. Okay, we've got James again from Pennsylvania. Come back on board and welcome back to the show. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning or afternoon, whatever. I guess it's afternoon for you.
It's evening, actually, James. It's 8:45 in the evening.
Yeah, well, it's quite early here. It's, let's see, what is it, 5:15 in the morning here for me, and I have a court date in the morning to straighten them out for on some attempted charges. It's an arraignment, and I'll be standing in my power and set this court straight and resolve this problem. You know, kind of nip it in the bud before either that or they want to do a little battle. We can do that too, you know. But it'll be to their detriment if they choose to do so. Yeah.
Okay. So, what was the reason of your call in tonight? Because we are on a different topic.
Right. It's like I told the board op. You know, I says I don't need to really call in on it and infringe on your on the great information that you provide. I wanted to touch real quickly about, which is kind of along the same lines what you were talking about, the Palestinian topic. Did you hear the address what's his first name? Roger Waters from Pink Floyd did at the United Nations on the Palestinian situation?
Yeah, yes, he's, as you know, he's an Englishman, quite well educated and a musician. And yes, I have heard that one before. However, I do have a little bit of a reservation on here because, are you aware of the organization that he works for?
Which one would that be?
The Bertrand Russell, of course he's long gone, but, yeah. The Bertrand Russell organization, I know for sure, are infiltrated in some cases with double agents. I know that as a fact, and I know that certain things that are talked about are only talked about on the surface. I'll give you a classic example, and I'm not digressing from his speech, because his speech was wonderful. But did you notice there was only one emphasis on the whole of that conversation? And that was on white phosphorus. The use of white phosphorus on a densely populated area is in total violation of the Geneva Convention. Absolutely spot on. But what about the flechette weapons? What about the dime bombs? What about DU? DU is never raised by anyone in relation to Palestine. And Palestine has been DU'd beyond belief. That's what I was coming from just now, because Marilyn, who rang in while you were still on last night, I tried to say to her, it doesn't matter what effort we make, what effort the false UN make in relation to Palestine, the DNA of the Palestinians has been changed forever. They have got a nail in the coffin that they cannot recover from. And do you know what they're doing now, James, just for your information? The UN authorized the recycling of all the damaged buildings to be made into, to be pulverized and then distributed on all the roads and the side streets as a new surface, and what materials could be used was used to recycle and rebuild the kindergartens and the school. All that material, quote, is radioactive.
Wow, insult to injury.
Absolutely. What more can you do? Palestine is dead. It's so...
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, Chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time, I've done my sentence.
Welcome back to the Peter Air Down Under Show, and good morning, America, as you wake up. Some of you have been driving through the night, no doubt. Truck drivers, local delivery drivers, people not able to sleep. I can remember, I think it was Christine that lost her little dog overnight, one night, not so long back, and she couldn't sleep and came on air, and she's been on air ever since. Sometimes she nods off when she's listening. She's probably listening now. And then there's others that actually stay up to listen to me. That's quite a compliment, believe me. And we're talking to James from Pennsylvania. I just want to reiterate that the Russell Foundation that was part of this and have taken part in many things around the world, it's a sort of a double-sword situation here, because within that organization, like most charities, like most non-government organizations, have been infiltrated by unknown parties, whether they be linked to CIA, MI5, Mossad, or wherever, it doesn't matter. They're all in there. They're all giving false, and some are giving genuine information. But why is it, when you talk about war crimes, which was the topic that was discussed in the video link that James sent me, which I'd already seen anyway, that there was a distinct avoidance of using the stronger issues of that Operation Cast Lead in 2008-2009, when depleted uranium and other fourth generation dirty bombs were used absolutely en masse. And again, I tried to put a plea over to the Jewish community all over the world, actually, and certainly in America. I am not anti-Semitic, please understand that. I've stood alongside a lawyer in Haifa through the internet, of course, and supported that person in putting through issues concerning the local Israeli people, the local Jewish community. And that person has lobbied the Knesset and got a very negative response. And of course, when you do that in your own country, that puts that person at great risk. And I admire that person for doing that particular cause. But as I pointed out, when you blitzkrieg southern Lebanon with IDF weapons, which, quote, have come from the US, which, quote, are WMDs, and then you do the same with Gaza, it drifts on the wind. So when you see a picture of four bombs coming down that I've captured, which are clearly depleted uranium weapons going off, because you can tell by the color characteristics of the bomb, in case you don't know, something that glows brilliant white, yellow or brilliant white, the core temperature is in excess of 5,000 degrees. Then you get this massive cloud of radioactive nanoparticles, which then go on the wind. And in this particular photograph that I analyzed some time ago, there was a very strong sea breeze, and you could tell because the waves, the top of the waves were breaking in the wind. So therefore, where the photographer stood, the Israeli photographer stood on the border, taking pictures of these bombs going off, and quite happy doing so, was totally unaware that within 2 minutes, he was consumed by that radioactive fallout, as was central and southern Israel, as was northern Israel, when they did Lebanon in 2006. So, folks, the Jewish community out there, please understand that these evil, I call them the Mafia Zionists, were responsible for nuking their own people. And they don't care they don't care one iota whether they wipe out the entire residents of Israel, even though they are of the same religion. This really doesn't make sense to me. And so, Marilyn, if you're listening, there is no future for Palestine, as there is possibly no future for Israel, because there's a very high uptake now of cancer since the Lebanon crisis, since the Gaza crisis, an untold hike in cancers in Israel itself, and, quote, mass infertility. And mass infertility is one of the side effects of depleted uranium. Anyway, you fired me up again, James, so back to you.
Let me touch on the same topic, but I would like to make a statement that it would be better for them to have a millstone cast about their necks and thrown into the sea than they defile one of these little ones. Speaking of the children of Palestine and the building of their schools and roads with depleted uranium, I mean, this is a travesty. I mean, it's kind of like we need to have a, you know, would there, in your opinion, would there be any hope in, like, some of the sponsors of that bio genetic regeneration energy processes? Is that a solution for us? Can we cleanse our systems, much like Allison C? I mean, I'm a great consumer of garlic. I use Extendovite and have for some time, which is another one of the sponsors on the network. And but I swear by it. I love it. I've noticed a cleansing and the spirit moves and the blood flows, you know, with this, and it's awesome. And you know, I'm sure Allison C.
I've always believed, James, that in nature, over a long, long period of time, the Earth at the end of the day is one big washing machine. It's got a recycling capability of its oceans, even its plates, as you know, ride up or go under and get consumed in the Earth's mantle, where it is molten down and the whole thing comes up again somewhere else to cool down and become very, very good for vegetation. You know, volcanic areas are very good for growing things, etc., etc. So the Earth has got a way of recycling. But what we're seeing now is something rather unique. And we know for a fact...
Hold that thought.
Oh, we've got another break. Sorry, we'll be back shortly.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Time after time, I've done my... Welcome back to the Peter Air Down Under Show, coming to you live from Australia. It's just coming up to 9:05 in the evening, 15 and a half hours ahead of Central Time in the US. And wherever you are, west or east of that, obviously, there's a proportional change. There was reference made there about natural products and the amazing ability for them to help you through your various woes in life. But, of course, everything has restrictions. I mean, Alison C, for instance, which is created by Peter Joslin, a British scientist, when he crushed a whole pile of garlic and captured this Alison C, which is one capsule is equivalent to about 20 cloves of garlic. And this is... deadly to MRSA, which is was a common bug transmitted around almost every UK hospital, and still is to this day. And of course, MRSA, the bug, is actually resistant to the normal pharmaceutical type antibiotics. So yes, you're perfectly correct there, James, that a natural additive does have miracle capabilities, except to say depleted uranium in the cycle of the earth, I know can be removed, but only through the cycle of the earth. So you know that uranium comes out of the ground. While it's locked in the ground, it's perfectly safe. As soon as you start tapping into it to extract for your weapons, for your nuclear power stations, that surplus sitting on the stockpile, sitting on the surface of the earth, is then picked up by the winds and continues its contamination. And the only way that that can become safe again is for the Earth's cycle, the Earth's crust, the plates, to fold under and end up going back where they came from, which is in the mantle of the Earth's crust, where it's recycled and resurrects somewhere else. Does that make sense, James?
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it involves the, like, the lush tropical greenery that's demonstrated by the vegetation of volcanic action, which, you know, is generated by the, much like abiotic oil. You know, oil is produced by the planet itself, okay? And, you know, these are things that we can have and use and utilize to the good and for the good, but yet that and things like depleted uranium and all that kind of stuff. In fact, I have a friend who has a unique machine. It deals with frequency healings. And it's similar to a Rife machine, but it's actually even a little bit more advanced and technical. But it's like a bioenergetic feedback, a resonance, a harmonic resonance within our very cells, which can heal. And, you know, I mean, the Christ is the great physician, and he alone has the awesome power and responsibility to bring about the end of this Earth age, which I really think we're kind of close to right now. I mean, not to change the subject, but, you know, it seems like all this is kind of plays in. I mean, you were talking about the Bertrand Russell Foundation or something. Do they have anything to do with the Skull and Bones and the guy that created the Russell, that created the, I'm sure they do, as much yeah. like the, much like the, who's the guy in Rhodesia, Cecil Rhodes, and all these wicked occultists that, you know, pretty much have used their things for bad and evil rather than good. They're kind of like the Luciferians, if you want to call them that. In actual fact,
that you're perfectly correct there. That's where I was trying to come from, that nearly every organization, they put key people on a pedestal, and, you know, it's like Bill Gates, for instance. Look how they put him on a pedestal for his donation to mankind. But that man is killing children.
Yes, he is.
You know, through inoculations that are supposed to alleviate the suffering of polio and all these other things, but they don't broadcast the fact that the preservative in the third world countries for that vaccine, for that inoculation, is mercury-based, which is the most corrosive, most toxic element on Earth.
Absolutely. You know, this is the thing that brings me back full circle around to the better for them that they have a millstone tied around their necks, you know, and cast into the sea. You know, that's what they need be done. This is the cleansing. You know, of course, it allegorically, it speaks of Scripture about the angels bundling the tares to be burned in the fire. These are who the tares are. These are the, you know, the ones that sowed the bad seed. They're a bad seed that the devil sowed in amongst men, you know, and this is what the cleansing of the next Earth age that's quickly coming upon us, you know, as a matter of days, as a matter of fact, I don't even think, yeah, it's well, weeks, days, it's getting there. If you look at any of the
needless to say that if Obama and Clinton have their way, they're on a war footing again with these over-cautious remarks about WMDs. Potential use in Syria, which of course was exactly the theme that was resurrected pre the Iraq war. And so we, the gullible sheep out there, are listening to all this and taking it in, when in actual fact, if there is likely to be a chemical biological incident, it's probably going to be an inside job, a false flag. And he also gave reference about, we're not putting any special forces in there yet, but we do have special forces training in nearby Jordan. That's a lie, because special ops from America, France, UK have been in Syria for a long time, as they were in Libya. So it's all a game. And back to DU, just to reiterate, its half-life is 4.5 billion years. Once it's in the atmosphere, it's there forever. It cannot be cleaned up. And the only way it will be cleaned up is when Mother Nature takes it in and folds it into the Earth's mantle, and it's molten, and it basically goes back from whence it came. Back to you, Jake.
There has to be an encapsulation factor involved there. It has to be totally isolated and sealed off from any potential harm that it's causing, and it is definitely causing harm. I mean, this is this is one of the, this is the genie that's out of the bottle, and you know, that whole WMD thing that goes on and on. I mean, how gullible are people where they believe this big boogeyman of WMD again? But it's true. I mean, but they're doing that intentionally. It's kind of like, you know, back in the Kosovo thing where Clinton bombed the living bejesus out of Kosovo, you know? I mean, and spread so much depleted uranium everywhere. You know, I mean, that's a terrible.
Oh, James, I want to hold you on that because I have personal knowledge of the Balkan situation. I'm European, so I know it. I know the story there quite well. That when they were first, when it was first discovered that DU was used, NATO and the US and UK played it down by saying, oh, just a few A-10 Warthog rounds were scattered about, a few thousand of them, which are fired every minute, as you know. It's almost a Gatling gun. What they didn't mention was, and I've got a total list of this, I've got a list of every weapon, every cruise missile, whatever you weapon you want to talk about, where it came from, who fired it, and when, and where it went. And to give you an example of the magnitude of the problem for those that don't understand the Balkan War, the NATO war, a false war again, by the way. In case you didn't know, I'm drifting off here, the reason for that incident was nothing at all to do with humanitarian concern for the residents of those areas or for to protect the Muslims or vice versa. The prime cause of that war was to make it possible for a vital east-west pipeline to go into Europe from that direction. And that's exactly what's happened. And it was exactly the same story in Georgia. It's all a geopolitical master plan. And going back to the DU, one single Warthog A-10 round ended up in a water tank. I've told this story before, in a village in Kosovo. And that water tank was used for making ice in the summer because it gets incredibly hot with it being down there in the in the north of the Mediterranean area. And this ice obviously then became contaminated. So I have friends from that area, Bosnia-Herzegovina, for instance, where they go back to their villages and their towns and their cities, and they're starting to see an accumulation of onset of cancers and deaths, younger people dying. All the village churchyards are now chock-a-block full, that they have to go and bury them in some far distant place, which a lot of the poor people there can't even visit their deceased grave, etc. So the picture, again, we're back to DU affects the DNA of life. Once you've intercepted the DNA, it is unrecoverable. So if that person is, quote, lucky enough to stay alive and lucky enough to have a child, then it passes on to the next sibling and the next sibling, and then it's a forever. And slowly, the metabolism, the DNA of that person changes to a gross deformity, and a lot of them, of course, die at birth, which we learned from Fallujah in Iraq. Back to you, James.
Yeah, that whole thing, this whole mechanism of man's gross sinning against man is such a travesty. I mean, it's just, when are going to people going to wake up and learn to love one another? You know? I mean, it's just, you know, it piques my compassion and my humanity. I mean, it just flies in the face of all that is good and just and right and fair. I mean, it's righteousness. Where is the righteousness, the right thinking in humanity today? I mean, you and I possess it, but very few others do, it seems. And this is something that just is the conundrum that we all face. But, you know, and it's a matter of consciousness, I think. You know, that's why I've tried to uplift and hone my consciousness, you know, through quite a few different ways, one of which being herbal remedies. Those are awesome, going back full circle, back around to the great physician, the healing of the earth and everything else. You know, we have the means to elevate ourselves through consciousness if we're allowed to utilize certain herbal preparations, or, you know, sacramental preparations, if you will, in my case. But, you know, that's, you know, what do you, yeah, don't you think that we need to elevate our consciousness? Is that's the thing that really needs to happen? We need to wake up.
Well, I've always believed, James, that for every problem in the world, in the medical sense, there is a cure out there in the jungles of Latin America, as an example. So I can read two products off straight away, which has got phenomenal ability in your healthcare. And this is not herbs. This is fruit. The guanabana is one, and the cherry moya is another. And some of these fruits are available. They're full of very large pips, unfortunately. And the cherry moya, for instance, and both, actually, when you taste them, it's a cross between a sort of a lemon and a strawberry, quiet to tangy, but very refreshing, with remarkable abilities to not cure cancer necessarily, but keep it at bay and things like that. So yes, the answer to many problems is right there in the jungle.
Right. Well, I flashed upon the movie Medicine Man with Sean Connery, which is awesome because it showed where we could tap into some of these, you know, Mother Nature's medicine chest, if you will, and can, you know, these cures and these treatments are available to us to utilize if they're not commercially squashed and by these various control mechanisms that the evildoers have in place to keep us all sick and miserable. And it's just, you know, it's kind of like I say again, man's inhumanity toward man, you know, is the problem, the sin against one another. You know, man's got to stop their sinning, you know.
Well, as I pointed out to you, I did it last week, I'm going to be doing it. We seem to have lost our direction in life, that's for sure. And for instance, last week I took one night off on the radio, or one morning off in your time, and I'm doing the same on Thursday night, because someone that's got a very advanced stage of MS, and this is a very painful learning curve for me as well, although I have a medical background in the form of being a sort of a paramedic with helicopters I've worked with, an ambulance, and advanced industrial first aid, etc., 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 I still find that although I have this desire to help this person, just to go there and see a person come in a wheelchair and then take anything from 2 to 4 hours to go from the wheelchair to bed and make comfortable before they go to sleep was mind-blowing. But for me, that brought me down to earth. And just to recap, I believe everybody's got a line that they will not go over. That line may be a conscious line, or it may be a selfish line in some respects. And the same with some of the Jewish people I've spoken to. This is not an anti-Semitic statement. How can people like Noam Chomsky, for instance? Noam Chomsky is a very famous author, is a very famous person. Everyone knows him. And I've gone one-on-one with him on emails. But I've noticed he will not cross that line. He would not cross that DU line, for instance, when I said categorically that DU, what it could do, what it does to the body, the DNA, etc., he would not join me on that, and he stopped me dead in the tracks. That told me that he was protecting something. So therefore, that guy's got two sides. The same way as Richard Goldstone, who was that famous judge that was used for the inquiry into potential war crimes in Gaza, for instance. Again, like the video that you drew my attention to yesterday, that they never covered the DU, they never touched the Plachet missiles, which are a little tiny tungsten darts that are so powerful in a weapon, thousands of them are emitted and can penetrate concrete. A lot of these embedded themselves in the bones of the children, and that's a death nail again, because it's not survivable. It's a toxic element, and it goes on, you know. So even people with, you know, that are famous have still got a line that they will not cross over. What I can't understand is, why don't they cross over?
Yeah, absolutely. That's like I say, they always have an agenda somewhere subliminous. It's not so much what they say sometimes as what is not being said that gives them away as to where their true allegiance lies. You know, much like most of your bar attorneys that that owe allegiance to the Crown Temple. You know, and that's what this whole wicked it's kind of like if you go back to the missing 13th Amendment where that lawyers were forbidden and bankers to take part in politics, you know, and what do we have now? We have a materialistic world based on the judgments and rules and statutes that they have laid down in the game that they play to protect their own self-interest. That is the problem.
Okay, we're going to break. We'll be back shortly.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time, I've done my... Welcome back and welcome to the Peter Eyre Download, the show coming to you live from Australia. It's almost the first hour over with. We've still got an hour and 5 minutes left, 21:25 almost here, and early hours of the morning over there. I just wanted to put this little story over. It's a sort of throwing down the gauntlet, I guess, or offering a challenge to some of the richer folk out there, the millionaires, the materialistic folks that have really got caught up in the high technology of the biggest television set, the best hi-fi set, you know, absolute luxury in life. I have no objection to that. Anybody that's worked hard and got what they've got, they can spend it how they wish. But I think there has to be a time when you stop this excessive greed and materialistic life that you're following. And my challenge to any of you guys was, and I would do this personally, believe me, because I've done the trip myself, I would take any of you with me on an escorted tour, not a tour really, a learning curve to the rural poverty of India in the state of Tamil Nadu, where I spent a considerable time working with 10 very remote villages, and I mean remote, where you're going to go on a rough road. The whole journey is going to take anything from 4 to 6 hours, and your final trip is on a little round boat to take you over this raging river. And eventually on the other side, you've got these array of small villages. There's one four-wheel drive, that's all there is, and you have to pay to hire that if you want it, and it's much sought after. The people walk anything from 15 to 30 kilometers to do their 12, 18-hour days. And there's no doctor, there's a tiny little shop. They grow food, but most of it is for the hierarchy. They're not allowed to feed themselves. They get one meal a day, and at the end of their 12, 13, 14-hour day, they sit down for the one meal of the evening. And if you're with them, they'll give that meal to you. And it's an insult not to accept it. But I tell you what, it's painful eating it, knowing that somebody's made a sacrifice to give you that. So this is a learning curve that you all need to go through to show what true compassion and community spirit is when everything's against you in absolute poverty. The UN talk about $2 as being the poverty line, or below $2. I can assure you that's totally false, because the people I was working with, they'd be lucky if they got 25 cents. So picture two young men having to support a family with disabled children involved, looking after mother and father, setting out in the morning barefooted on a 20-kilometer hike with only 1 liter bottle of water, and that wasn't clean, I can assure you. It was very dirty-looking water. And then they get to the mountain, they hike up the mountain, and where the rocks meet the soil, they dig down and dig out these special medicinal roots, which is what James is talking about there, that what is nature out of the ground has remarkable healing qualities. And then they collect about 20 kilos of this, come back down the mountainside, leave it by the roadside for collection, get their 25 cents, and then hike all the way home. And their mum or their dad there to greet them, take the machete off them or whatever tool they've got, and the empty bottle of water. They sit down for the meal, and then the whole thing starts again at 5 in the morning. And these people are walking through, remember, arid type jungles, not the wet jungles that you know, but still a jungle. And there's elephants, there's panthers, there's tigers, you name it, every obstacle imaginable. And if you saw the injuries I saw, what elephants can do when they go crazy to a human being. And then, of course, believe it or not, diabetes, young people losing their legs, the forks, etc., etc. That is a journey you need to go on. And I would love to take any of you that want that uplifting experience to go through that. Okay, we've got a break. We'll be back shortly.